You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my next guests are here to talk about the Women's March. Is this the third or the fourth one?
I think it's the fourth one. I think the first one was in 2017. So this would be the fourth year.
All right. And it's going to be happening this Saturday, January 18th, beginning at 10 a.m. on the steps of the Capitol. My guests are Jenny Smith and Britta Tonneson. Welcome. Thank you for speaking with me today. And you are both coordinators of the Women's March this year.
Yes. So, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We were just talking a little bit before the interview started about how you became the organizers, and it sort of kind of happens organically and naturally through your day job. So, Britta, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Sure. My name's Britta Tonneson. I'm the Community Services Manager at AWARE. And so I got to be a more active part of helping with the Call to Action Fair last year. And Jenny roped me in this year again.
And Jenny, how about you?
Well, as a community volunteer, I am the co-chair of PFLAG, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbian and Gays. And I'm also on the board of SEGLA, which is Southeast Alaska Gay and Lesbian Alliance. And that didn't lead me to this, but I basically felt that those groups aligned well with the values of the Women's March. And so I asked those organizations, and PFLAG specifically, if they would help sponsor this year. They were part of the Call to Action Fair last year. So last year I helped with organizing as a member of the team, and I was keeping an eye on it. And, you know, the call went out, is anybody going to pick it up? The people who led the effort last year were occupied with other things this year and had put a lot of energy in the last few. So I just waited and watched, and finally I decided, well, if it is to be, it's up to me, so I better pick up the ball.
It has become a fairly large event. So it's two parts. There is the rally on the Capitol steps, and then they march down to Centennial?
Centennial Hall,
where there are a number of tables and organizations set up to talk to people about getting involved in the community. The theme is Women Rising. How did that come about?
Well, I guess it's the next phase after the blue wave, or the, you know, women's wave. I guess last year was the women's wave, as so many women stood up and signed up to run for office and succeeded. And so this year, you know, keeping that momentum going, it's Women Rising, and that comes from the National March Organization. We're a sister march, so we aren't officially part of them, but we are tagged. So if you go to the Women's March page for the National March on Washington, you'll find us. If you look up the zip code, you know, you can find out, hey, Juno's got a march too. So that's how.
Britta, anything to add? What does Women Rising mean to you?
Well, so this year, Jenny and I talked about what that means. It's kind of vague. And so we went back and forth about what that means for us. And for us, we really wanted to focus locally. So what does Women Rising look like within Juneau, within our region, and within the state of Alaska?
All right. So who are some of the speakers that are going to be at the rally on Saturday for the first part between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.?
Mm. Well, starting off, it looks like we're going to have Dr. Rosita Worrell, who is the president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. And then we have Wanda Culp and her daughter Renee Culp, and they're basically talking about environmental justice and then social justice, women and as caregivers and caretakers.
Equity in healthcare.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so a variety of social issues there. And then we have Christina Love.
Mm-hmm. Christina Love is a beloved person you might have heard at Mud Rooms a couple months ago, but she will be focusing quite a bit on disability rights, which is one of the national unity principles. And then we have a couple teens from Teen Council, Zakiya McCockle and Aaron Cole, will be talking about issues and bringing forth some call to actions that are important to them as youth leaders in our community.
And we also have Bridget Smith, who's active in League of Women Voters and in the voting rights activism. And then Nadine Lefebvre, who is the president of the Central Labor Council here in Juneau. And she'll be speaking on workers' rights, things like that.
And Fran Houston will be welcoming us.
So.
Good lineup. So after the march and the rally and the speakers and that program, march on down to Centennial Hall. And it looks like that the unity principles are kind of what's guiding what will be there at Centennial Hall. So you'll have a lot of organizations there who will tell you how to get involved in some of these or just educate you about them. What are some of the unity principles?
Well, on top of the list is ending violence, and then reproductive rights, LGBTQI rights, workers' rights, civil rights, disability rights, immigrant rights, and environmental justice.
This year, there are three main goals: climate justice, reproductive rights, and protecting immigrant communities. Those are the national three main goals.
Mm-hmm. All right. And there will be music, and there will be coffee, and there will be hand warmers.
Yes.
All nice touches, all appreciated, I'm sure. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add about the march or what your hopes are for this event on Saturday?
Well, I'd say, you know, oftentimes when you look in the media, when you look at how women's issues are treated in law, it appears that women are a minority. Now, in Alaska, we're a bit of a minority, but we still make up about half of the population. But nationwide, we're a majority. And so we should be exerting those rights or the power that we have as a segment of the population. We're half or more than half, and we need to be voting and leading the conversation and basically taking it to the powers that be. Hey, we matter. We have a say. This is what matters to us. Stand up, speak up, and do something about it. And you know, basically, rise up.
Would you like to add to that, Britta?
Yeah. Every year that this has happened, I'm wondering, wow, it's still happening. And every year when I show up, I feel motivated, inspired, connected, unified. Last year was the wave, and we saw an amazing amount of women and diverse women in positions of leadership. And it was still, when you looked big picture, it was still just a fraction. And so just knowing that we still have some work and there's still momentum and movement, and the call to action fair, there are still a few tables open. And so if there is organization, movement, agency that would like to be present, please connect with myself. Or reach out to either one of us to have a table. I think it's important that this movement be not just showing up to listen, but also showing up to participate and to rise up and to stand up together. And so please be present. Last year, we definitely had the movement of the red dress and missing and murdered Indigenous women. And we want to send the invitation for that to happen again this year. And then, yeah. Please be heard and be seen. This is a good space. We also wanted to acknowledge the art show that will be happening at the State Museum.
The City Museum.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Has to do with immigration. And it's a woman and her story around immigration.
She was just in here before?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's just found out. And so if you need to warm up, it's been cold every year.
Yes,
right. But if you need to warm up this year, that's a great place to go warm up and come back and be unified.
And if there's anyone out there thinking that, well, maybe I don't need to go this time, you know, I've been before, perhaps they don't feel the need is as urgent as it was in the past, what would you say to them?
I'd say it's more urgent than ever. Mm-hmm. When we look at what's happening in our state and across the country, how in spite of all the progress we've made, there are forces trying to push it back, undercut budgets that relate to pre-K and Head Start, for instance, our children, right? Restrict access to health care. The Voting Rights Act is sitting waiting in the Senate. It's passed the House. Things like that. In Juneau, we passed an equal rights law that basically says you can't discriminate against people based on gender expression, and sexual orientation, those things. We still don't have that for the state, and we don't have that as a nation. And we see those rights being chipped away at even though we've made such gains. And I think the bulk of society wants that to be the law of the land. We want it to be a fair playing field for everybody. But we see that there are forces trying to drive that back. And I think we need to make a stand, and I think we need to say, no, that's not who we are.
I kind of liken it. I don't watch a lot of horror movies or monster movies, but the monster always keeps getting stronger and stronger the more the person fights back. And so I think we're kind of still in that momentum of we're still in the fight. The forces against our equality and liberation are still in the fight. And so the momentum needs to be as strong as ever.
These unity principles, there's a lot of focus on rights of a lot of different groups. Mm-hmm. What motivated, I'm sure you guys didn't create the unity principles, but what's the thinking behind that?
The thinking behind the unity principles, they came from the national organization. And basically the basis of them are, you know, women's rights are human rights, right? Human rights are women's rights. And we want to create a society in which we are all able to care for and nurture our families in a safe environment and free from structural impediments. All women, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender expression, any of those factors. We're a diverse society, and you know, when you look at what stumbling blocks people have to basically fulfilling their own potential, there are so many, and they pile up. And that's basically the idea behind intersectionality, if you've heard that term recently. So that came out of intersectionality as well. So, you know, okay, I'm a woman, so maybe I'll have a little bit of discrimination because of that. But I'm white, so maybe it's not as bad as if I were black or brown or of a minority religion or
disabled.
I'm an immigrant, so maybe I don't speak English as clearly as someone would like me to, or something like that. I mean, there's so many factors, or maybe I have a disability. And so you get more and more excluded as those factors kind of pile up, so that it's born out of those things.
Yeah, you can find the intersectional feminist agenda for the Women's March on the webpage, the national webpage, and learn more about that. And as we've gone and as the nation has gone throughout this process of the Women's March, I think we are moving towards greater intersectionality in our messaging and speakers.
Well, that is all the time we have today to discuss this, but thank you so much for coming in and providing all this information. And again, the 4th Annual Women's March is taking place this Saturday, January 18th, beginning at 10 a.m. on the Capitol steps. And afterwards, we'll march to Centennial Hall at 11 a.m. for the Call to Action Fair. So Jenny Smith, Britta Tonneson, organizers and activists, thanks for being here today and sharing your stories and sharing this information.
Thank you.
Thank you.